is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, welcome back. Broadcasting live from Schnucks, Frank and Martin. There is some great news for golf lovers, especially in the South County area, because Tower Tee is coming back. Steve Walkenbach and a partner have gotten together to make sure that it's going to remain an incredible golf facility. Steve, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, great, Frank. Great, Frank. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Put into words what this means to you, a guy who grew up in St. Louis, to be able to save this great golf facility.
Well, it's unbelievable, Frank. I gotta say that Mike Shammy and I, he's my business partner with this, we cannot believe the overwhelming response this story has received. I mean, front page of the Post on Tuesday morning after you broke the story Monday evening. I was on the plane waiting to take off to head to St. Louis on Monday when your story hit, and my phone literally blew up. I mean, you would think we're bringing back the Rams or something. It's terrific. We love it. Steve, greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, and well, Steve, explain to folks, Martin Kilquin here, explain to folks how you got involved or when you made a call or somebody said, you know, maybe this would work, and how long did this take to come to fruition?
You know, I was in town right before Christmas, Martin. Mike and I were talking about getting into another type of business. Dan Merlo was driving us around. He's a good friend of Mike's from high school. He's with Intellica. And we drove past Tower T. I said, man, that would have been a pretty cool story if we could have brought that back. Next thing I know, I read in the Post, John Eilerman offered, if anyone wants to step up and buy us out, we'll step aside. And, you know, we can't forget that the other half of this story. John Eilerman and McBride, John Barra of Barra Construction, stepping aside and walking away from some major revenue here. I mean, you got to assume that this land would have eventually been rezoned so they could build homes. That's what they do. You know, that's their business. They employ a lot of St. Louisans, so let's give them both some credit for listening to the residents and allowing this to happen. But I tell you what, the reason I really did this, I mean, it really truly came from the heart. My financial guys, I think, will be the first to tell me that it doesn't make a lot of sense on paper. You know, no doubt about that. I think I'll be close to my dad's age when this thing might break even. He just turned 91. I'm 49. So what's that, maybe 40 years or so? But anyway, I talked myself out of this probably a dozen times, but I kept coming back to the great memories I had of the place. I literally grew up 10 minutes away. We were in St. George Parish. And I just think families need places like Tower T. You know, get off your phones, take a break from the internet, get outside, enjoy some time together. Lots of folks feel the same way. Lots of first dates there. Many people obviously learned to golf there. And you obviously had some very serious golfers using the practice facilities as well. So approachable by all. I think that was a lot of the charm of the original Tower T. You might see a Mercedes parked next to an old pickup truck. I mean, there's just no intimidation factor there. You know the story. It just had a great connection to the community. The Lotz family created all that. And Mike and I, we just want to continue that legacy and keep Tower T approachable to all.
And so when you sit down with John, he really wanted to make this, John Eilerman from McBride, he wanted to make this thing happen, and I guess he gave you a deal that that you couldn't refuse?
I wouldn't say it was a deal. I wouldn't say it was a deal. You know, Frank, he said he just had never received this type of pushback in all his years in the business, and he didn't realize the impact that this piece of land had on the community. And, you know, you really got to give him some credit. They could have made this work. If they pushed it, they could have made it work. But we paid them what he paid for the land, and here we go. We got some work ahead of us now. Have you seen the place yet? It needs some work.
Well, and what is the, so for the people out there that are excited about this? Steve Walkenbach is our guest, and with his business partner, I guess we'll call it Saving Tower T as a place where you can go with the kids and kind of golf and have fun. What's the timeline, and what will it look like when all is said and done?
Well, tell you what, we met with our golf course architect on Tuesday when I was in town, Art Shawpeter. Great guy, brainstorming a lot of ideas, took into account the natural grade elevation changes of the property. I mean, we basically have a clean slate there now. McBride had demolished everything. The building needed to go anyway, but lots of possibilities there. We are really excited. Like the local community, I mean, we want to get this back up and running as quickly as possible. Mike and I were shooting for next spring, but Art told us next fall is probably more realistic as we need time to establish the greens, you know, including the practice greens, give them time to mature so we aren't constantly playing catch-up. Obviously, we need to construct a building or two, driving range itself, batting cages. We're going to bring those back. I'm leaning towards the classic, like St. Louis red brick is the main theme of the buildings. I think that would blend in very nicely with the neighborhood. But we plan on bringing that same feel back, Martin, and just making it a little better than it used to be.
Now, did you grow up there as a kid? You're hanging out there?
You know, I did. Not so much for the golf, more so for the batting ranges. I grew up probably 10 minutes from there.
Well,
great
we appreciate your
lots
time.
Of memories. We've been hearing lots of memories about Tower T.
We appreciate your time, and I think everybody in St. Louis is just thrilled to get this news. Please stay in touch and let us know how we can help in any way.
We sure will, Frank. Thank you for your interest in this. We have a Facebook page up now, and you can contact Mike at mike@towert.com. Appreciate it, guys.
All righty. Thanks so much.
You know, it's one of those stories where all's well that ends well, and something he said in there, which is true, it did need to sort of be refurbished a little bit. I mean, it needed a little bit of a makeover, and so now you're going to have the same amenities but upgraded in that same location. That's great. I mean, if you do well in life, and this has always been our critique of Kroenke, and you have some money, don't you want to do things that are slightly rewarding or fun?
Yes.
You know, and where people, like he said, he's a St. Louis guy. I think he lives in the Arizona, Phoenix area, wherever. He said, man, we're on the front page of the Post-Dispatch. And that still means something to him because he grew up here. So he's a successful business guy, but he's able to make a move that actually makes people happy. You know what? I mean, shouldn't that be the quote-unquote bottom line every once in a while when you've already done well?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
But Charlie said that Stan Kroenke's really a good guy and was great to the city.
Chuck Tuna?
Tuna.
That's why we kicked him
and
out of here.
Marlo feels that way, too.
No, that's why we kicked Tuna out of here. Not true at all. Charlie Marlo has always said if you're a pro sports owner, you should be in it because you're already rich, not because you're looking to get rich off the current team, right? You're doing it because you love that sport or – you know, like Mark Cuban lavishes his players with the locker room and the plane rides. It's just like it's fun. That's why you do it, because it's fun. So kudos to everybody who lives in that area, too, that wanted to have their kids growing up. I mean, that's where I developed my baseball swing, Frank.
All right.
And you're not bitter.
So 2020. I'm not bitter, and I didn't get better.
Chuck.
Hey, Charles. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Charlie.
Great to be here.
By the way, you said you would be here. 11:56, and you've arrived even earlier.
Pretty good, huh?
The brats aren't here yet.
Frank's ordered made a few orders out loud here. It hasn't happened yet.
I'll tell you what, I kind of like driving out here, seeing some different parts of St. Louis, and seeing you guys, of course, and listening to you talking about the –
I noticed we weren't listed till third. It was driving out, seeing different parts of St. Louis, and then seeing us.
You guys were crushing me for the whole pick-to-click thing. I do think it's fair, though. Now, if you're talking about one game – not so much. But for the whole series, you can definitely pick the most impactful superstar player. So I'm good with that. Because if you said who's going to have the biggest impact on a seven-game series, if you went with the random guy, not a good chance that that's going to be a winner, correct? So you can go with Binnington, you can go with Tarasenko. I think that's fair for the series. Is that okay?
Thanks for clarifying the rules.
I am the commissioner.
To five for Frank. Thank you.
Yes.
Who is Charlie Marlowe's pick to click, not for game one or two, but for the overall Stanley Cup final?
Well, just because you guys already took Binnington, what else? O'Reilly.
I took O'Reilly. Is that too obvious?
I just said you can have the superstar.
Thanks.
I'm going to go with Schwartz then. If he's led in goals the whole postseason.
Oh, that's obvious.
Why not?
Too obvious.
That
doesn't even too obvious.
Well, I just told you.
It doesn't count.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. We're in Big Hal's neighborhood, I think.
By the way, I should mention with the Stanley Cup Finals, starting on Monday, we do have 5-9 of the Fan. Thank you, final. Proud to present the Blues March to the Stanley Cup, a special presentation highlighting the St. Louis Blues storybook run to the Stanley Cup Final. It features interviews with insiders Darren Pang, Strickland, and Chris Kerber. It will air today at 2 o'clock and again at 5, 7 p.m. on Saturday, 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Sunday, and on Memorial Day, 7 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m. leading up to Puck Drop. Thank you to the following sponsors: Lakeside Roofing, full-time service department, helps you get the most out of your roof system. Features the finest quality roofing materials and provide expert installation. Give them a call today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or lakesideroofing.com. Gold's Gym. Visit goldsgym.com to get a free three-day pass. St. Louis has 12 area locations. Visit Gold's Gym now to get in shape for summer and get ready to see what you can accomplish with the help of Gold's Gym and Lime Concrete Block. Family-owned and operated since 1947. See all of our products at LimeBlock.com. They have an indoor showroom at 326 East Courtois with full displays of products, including outdoor living kits and fireplaces.
And by the way, you mentioned some of the hockey experts on that show. I've also...
Well, you weren't listening to copy, Martin.
I just want to let you
I'm
know.
I'm just reading copy.
You're going to break down the Bruins third line?
I am a part of this Stanley Cup special, just so you know, okay? If you want a little hockey insight, picks to click, et cetera, we've got it.
And you guys are missing out, sadly. But next Thursday is the free Dotem Open. Also Friday, 5-9 of the film will be broadcasting there on Thursday at Normandy Golf Club. Thank you to Michelob Ultra, Dukes and Soulard, Truman's and Soulard, St. Louis Digital Media, Rosalita's, Country Cabaret, Gold's Gym, and Birdies for Bipolar. Post Sports Bar and Grill providing lunch on Thursday. Ucraft Eat providing lunch on Friday.
Frank's going to take a red eye, I believe, after game two so he can make it back for tea time at 6 a.m. at Normandy.
It's one of the great moments in St. Louis sports every year. The Dotem Open. Do they have is Vern during the broadcast of that? Or is that
they're flying in Vern Lundquist.
Rossi's back.
Yes.
But Frank, you'll be excited to meet Lisa Ann. She'll be there.
I'm not familiar with her work.
I honestly don't know who it is. I've heard them talk about her, but I don't know. I'm not being coy.
Well, she's
I don't
the fantasy
know.
First
football
of all,
expert
first
on
of all,
CMA.
You're both lying. That's fine. You're both lying.
But I'm blousy.
But she was a former, and I think maybe still current actress.
Oh, in those
in
other
that
films?
Industry,
in certain types
you know,
of films.
I'll check out adultfilmreference.com.
And
see
also,
what it says about
she's
the
a
big
time fantasy football. Expert.
Oh, now. Yes.
We always need tips. They're
yes.
The rare combination.
Be careful with the way I pronounce that word.
really emphasize the P there.
That was funny.
All right.
I enjoyed that.
I got to read this text. Before you bring up Mr. Kroenke in a disparaging way, you should check and see what charities he gives his money to. I'd rather read this instead. Stan Kroenke kicks longtime residents of Texas Ranch to the curb after buying the land. I'm retired. I have no savings. I live on a fixed income. Said one of the people kicked off the land. That's
Someone
what I'd rather tell our
suicide
listening audience about
that.
Yeah, and if he does give money to charity, good for him. My point is, as an owner of a professional sports team, I think he's in it for business, and I would prefer he be in it for winning and make that the focus. Have a little fun, like our guy Steve Walkenbach, who is saving Tower T.
And I guarantee you, Stan Kroenke only donates to charity for the tax write-off. He probably does right up to the amount
that he can
write off, and it's only so that he looks good,
good
for the articles in the press. I guarantee you that, okay?
Like,
because
Kroenke,
he's Scrooge McDuck. Okay, there's nothing good about this person whatsoever.
Was that sound effect by you? Was that Hadley?
Well, you guys did one,
sounded
so
like,
I just kind of...
I think
like
I got on a mini rant.
It was kind of German.
Kind of channeled my inner Hadley. One more thing, TJ. Another thing about these Blues. All right, let's go. Because you know,
Coveted Hour
is next. Marshall Faulk wants to talk Blues. This is a true story. The Rams great calling in at 12:15. We're talking to Charles Glenn at 12:30.
Okay.
A busy Cook is here. Hoff is here. Lucas Lickers, and Frank is waiting for his food. We're at the Schnucks, Dardenne Prairie, and launched today, Carpenter's Crunch. The new cereal is out with Matt Carpenter's picture on it. Honey nut, toasted oats, that's sort of the theme to that Carpenter's Crunch. You can get that available at every area Schnucks. Coming out.
We got ketchup and mustard and Hormel chili.
Yes, I get it. We're sitting in a
store. Hot dog buns.
All right, we'll be right back.